Oh, you're awake. Oh, goody. You must be new around here. I've never seen you. Ungodlyville is very, very, very small. So, who are you? Oh, sorry to break it to you, but I've never heard of you. I'm kind of a big deal around here. So, what's your deal, huh? You trying to be some kind of superhero? Everybody wants to be a superstar savior. Well, not everybody. I gotta tell ya, you definitely need some work. Lots and lots and lots of work. 'Cause right now, you've got yourself in a bit of a pickle. You thought you could take me and my partner, Knockoff? Yeah, you picked the wrong bad guys. I suggest you step your game up. I barely hit ya. I basically booped you on the nose with the hilt of my bayonet. And you were begging me for mercy. You say you're trying to be a superhero, but you're looking like a super zero. I crack myself up. Aww, don't look at me like that. You and I are gonna be here for a while, so get comfy. Like you have a choice. Look at you. You're suspended up in the air, all tied up, all like a Christmas present. You ain't going nowhere. Oh, by the way, I'm Q. Yeah, you heard of me? Of course you heard of me. Yeah, yeah. Like Harley. But she's replaced the H with the Q. Yeah. Excuse me? I am not the Walmart version of Harley Quinn. You think you're funny, wanna be superhero? Actually, sounds like you're asking for another black eye. To match your other one? Listen, I know I ain't shit compared to her, but I'm pretty damn close. The name's Q. Don't you ever forget it. Excuse me? You're basically asking to get pulverized. You know what, little superhero? If you want to act like that, I'll gladly take you out to the field, stack some dynamite round ya, and light your ass up like the 4th of July. It's been a long time since Ungodlyville seen a firework show. So don't test me. Don't go throwing shade at me. I know who I am. Unlike you, you're a nobody. You're lame, your name's lame, your hero outfit is atrocious. Who designed that shit? Your mother? Oh, please tell me. Please tell me you don't have a similar sob story to old Bathead, or I'ma piss my pants. So, enlighten me. Entertain me. Tell me your life story. Tell me a life story. I wanna know. We've got all night. No. Go on. I'm gonna pull up a chair. Go ahead. Oh, really? How very unfortunate. Oh, excuse me. Oops. My bad. Go on. I'm listening. Aw, come on, tell me. You know what I was thinking about when you were telling me that boring ass story? I was thinking about what knockoff's gonna do to you. Yeah, you really pissed off my baby. But it's gonna be so exciting to join in and watch you get tortured. You got a safe word or something? You better think of Oh, I got another one. What's your last meal gonna be, huh? No, I'm asking for real. What do you want to eat? My treat. The least I can do is order something for you before you. Come on, let me order you something from what is it called? The Evil Dines app. Yeah, they got an app now. I'm so serious. What you having? That's it? All right. It's on its way. See? I got a soft spot. I ain't that bad. What would be my last meal? A shot of whiskey and some French fries. What can I say? I'm a woman of high class. I almost feel bad, kind of bad beating the shit out of you earlier, 'cause you're kind of cute. A bit dorky. But cute. I've seen you checking me out earlier. You'd never, ever have a chance with me. Well, unless you turned into a badass or something. I don't date superheroes. Look at me. I'm easily the hottest villainess on the planet. Please! You'd become my little fuck pet so quickly. Anyway, I belong to Knockoff, and Knockoff belongs to me. They're my person. Speaking of Knockoff, I should probably give you some advice before. They show up. The number one way to get on Naki's good side, number one, don't look them in the eyes. Yeah, don't do it. Number two, don't smile, Whatever you do, don't smile. Number three, do not laugh at their jokes. Only I can laugh at knockoff silly puns and jokes. And I must admit, they're very, very funny. Don't laugh. Number four. This one's pretty obvious, but some idiots don't listen to me. Don't ask stupid questions. Duh. Number five. Compliment their hair. They just got a nice haircut, and you definitely won't die if you at least give one compliment. One super genuine compliment. You've been one. Knockoff can read minds. My baby's basically a walking polygraph. Number six. Try not to cry or scream too loud during torture time. It really kills the mood for us. Like, you can scream, you're definitely gonna cry, but don't be doing the most. I don't want to hear a bunch of shrieking and yelping. Ugh. And finally, number seven. Do not mention the fact that I bought you FOOD. That's it. That's it. Yeesh. I think I've been nice enough. All this niceness is making me real nauseous. or maybe I'm just hungry. Probably both. I might steal a little bit of your possibly last meal. Anyway. Honestly, the food should be here any minute. I really need to get my nails done. Look at these nails. They got dried blood underneath them. They uneven. Looking real rough. Ugh. Well, that's what happens when you're the supervillain. You ain't got time to go get your nails done. Oh. Oh goody, the food's here. I'm gonna go get that. Don't you move.